Tzadik Yosef, he was mekayim everything that it says in the Torah. Yeah, then the Gemara says, Master from the Mishnah, the lo yasek bei Moshe, and if Moshe wouldn't have taken care of Yosef, the Yisrael were ha yamasasek bei, like, is it true that Klaiyasa would have not taken care of him? The Pasuk says, v'yas atzmois Yosef, asher helu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, kivru b'shchem, that Klaiyasa did bury him in Shchem. So Mashma Klaiyasa also helped in the burial of Yosef. So why does the Mishnah say like it was a dafke Moshe? V'su, ilo yasek bei Yisrael, bonu lo v'masaske bei, his own children of Yosef wouldn't have taken care of him. So like said, the Pasuk says, v'yiu l'v'nei Yosef l'nachle, so the b'nei Yosef, they did take care of the burial. Omer was said like this, the Klai Yisrael themselves said, that ichol lo kfoidi b'merubim, Yosef m'bevotim, better than only his children doing it, let the whole Klai Yisrael be Yosef in it. V'suah more than that, Omru. Hanichol lo kfoidi b'gdolim, Yosef m'bektanim. Even Klai Yisrael then said, let the God of Moshe Rabbeinu be Yosef in the Kfura, rather than the Ketanim, small people like us. So says what, kivru b'shchem, that they buried Yosef in Shchem. So Gemara asks, Maishna b'Shchem, how come Punktu is buried in Shchem? How did they pick Shchem? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Choma v'Rabbi Chanina, Mishchem ganvu, that was the Maishna when the brothers first went to stole Yosef from Shchem, that he went down and found them there in Shchem, that's where the Mechiras Yosef first started, Ole Shchem na'achzer Rabbi Dosoi, that's why now when he was buried, they returned them back to be buried in Shchem. Right. Versus Na'koshu k'rodar ha'kashan n'psukim. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef Imoi, that Moshe took the Atzmas Yosef. Or Ksiv another Pasuk says, Vyasatzmas Yosef Hashehelu B'nai Yisrael, that the B'nai Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim. So it's a stira. Omer Bechomer Bechanino, Koloi said, Dov of Gomroi. If somebody starts to do something but does not finish it, or Boacha the Gomroi, somebody else comes and finishes it, Mal Olav Akosel Al She Gomroi. The Torah calls it upon the one that finishes it, kilo or so, as if he did the whole thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, so he could not finish off the Kfura. So B'nai Yisrael had to finish off the Kfura, the burial of Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Pasuk says, V'yasatz Moshe Yosef, asher helu B'nai Yisrael. Moshe B'nai Yisrael did the whole thing, because they finished it, they get like schus if they finished, they did the whole thing. We have Lazarayna Afma Ridinoy Simigdulosai. So if there's something like this, he's been bringing down from his gedula. Rashi says it means min hashemayim. Lamaskel v'ena gomer alim came nenes k'moshe shemeis be'er v'yadin. Means by Moshe Rabbeinu it doesn't say he came down from his gedula. Because for him it was an onus. Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't have buried Yosef. But somebody else that could finish the mitzvah, and he starts it and he does not finish it, he's going to go down from his gedula, from his greatness. It says in the Pasuk, Vayihu b'Yosef, Vayered Yehuda, that Yehuda went down, because Yehuda was the one that started off to save Yosef, when he first said, Ma betza, but he didn't finish it off, Reuben finished it off. So therefore Yehuda, since he started it, but he didn't finish it, the Pasuk says, Vayered Yehuda, Mashmi Yehuda went down from his greatness. Rashmu b'Nachmeni Yomer af kev rishto yabon, will also come to bear, have to bury his own wife and his children. That's what happened by Yehuda. The Pasuk says, Va'tomas Bashu Eshes Yehuda. First it says that Yehuda's wife died. Then it says, Va'yomas Erev Yainan, that his two sons died. So this all has happened because he started and he didn't finish the mitzvah. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Bifneima Nikru Yosef Atzmois Bechayov. How come Yosef was called Atzmois bones even when he's alive? But the Pasuk talks about him when he was alive, Atzmois Yosef. Because he was not meicha on the covet of his father. To Kamrilei, that the brothers said to Yosef, Avdechu Avinu, that our father is also your Evid. And on that, Yosef should have said back this talk about his book about his father, he should have given covet to his father. That the Mashros, like the Mashros speaks out, there are three shutfim in a person. So your father gives you bones. The atzomas, a person's bones, comes from his father. That's why here that Yosef did not give enough covet for his own father, so the einish for there, he was called bones when he was still alive yet. That Yosef didn't say anything back to his brothers when they said, Avodechu Avinu. How come Yosef died early, the first one of the Shvatim, before his brothers? Because he was like the rav, he was like the leader. Person that's a leader, he'll be killed, he'll die first.
Yeah.
Right. Then it says the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim, that Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim. Omer Rab Loz Al Tikri Hurad, it doesn't say he was brought down. Elo Hurad, he brought down. That means Shahurad is Tagnigne Paro Mindaloson. He brought down the astrologers of Paro from their positions. And he was greater than they were. It says Vayikno Poitifera Sris Paroi. So Poitifera Sris Paroi, he bought Yosef. Omer Rab Rab says Shekonel Yatsmoi. Really, Potiphar bought Yosef in order to have Mishkan Zachor, to live with him. But Bo Gavriel v'sirsoi. First Gavriel came and made Potiphar into a saras, to cut off his eiver, he couldn't have Mishkan Zachor. Bo Gavriel pira. And Gavriel came and made it even worse than that, opened it up completely, that it wasn't possible for him at all to have Mishkan Zachor. Mikoro Ksiv Potiphar, Lipsoif Potiphar, he was opened up, cut open over there. That Gavriel came and cut him up there, that he couldn't have any he couldn't have Mishkav Zocha with Yosef. Then the Mishnah says, Milon Golden Moshe was greater than Moshe. For Yomer Hashem Alai Rav Lecha, that Hashem said to Moshe, Rav Lecha, it's enough, don't daven anymore to go into Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rebbe Levi, but Rav Bishur, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu this Lashon of Rav, and Rav Bishru, he was also told with this Lashon of Rav. But Rav Bishur, forget, they spoke to him about Rav goes on Kerach. Rav Lachem, that Adas Kerach, when he went to speak to Moshe, they said, Rav Lachem, you have too much already. And Rav Bishur, Kosh Bechot told back to him with Lashon of Rav, Rav Lacha Dabre Light, stop, don't daven anymore, this is the Pasha of Yeshanan, don't daven anymore to go into Eretz Yisrael. Dabrach, another pshat is, Rav Lacha, Rav Yesh Lacha, you have a Rav now. Umani Yeshua, now Yeshua, now it's the time for Yeshua to become the leader. Dovracha Rav Lecha Shelo Yomer. They should not say Harav Kamakosha. What is the Rav? The Talmud Kamer Savin. How much is patience that the Talmud have? The Chol Kach Lama. How come is all this? Chol Kach Lama. Turn on the Rabbi Shmuel. Lefum Gam LaShichna. How strong the camel is. That's how much packages we put on top of them. Rashi that is Dovracha Rav Lucha means Dai Lucha Tamim Vakosha. Don't go and daven anymore. Hashem is telling Moshe, don't daven anymore to come into Eretz Yisrael. Shlo Yomer, people should not say Harav Kamakosha. How hard is Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Sheinu Shemel Talmud, that Hashem is not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Talmud Karma Sarvan, and how much patience Moshe has. Mavtzel, how much he's davening to Hashem. Loshicham Mukach. Boy, not patience. It means he kept on asking. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, stop it, it's not nice, don't daven anymore. And the Kash is why? So Marcel from Gam Lashich, the Rashi says, Lefi Koyach HaGomu Ma'abim Masoi Avkan, Lefi Tzitkosoi Migdak Tekachrov. Because the Tzitkos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Migdak Tekachrov. But the Chet, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu did, not to come into Eretz Yisrael was a very, very small chet. And it was only because Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik in tzadikov, b'chut hasara. So therefore now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, don't daven anymore. This is a private thing that I can't let you go into Eretz Yisrael. It's why it says the chet that he did was very, very small, but since you're such a great tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik in tzadikov, b'chut k'chut hasara. All right, turn over. Then the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleihem ben meya v'yeskim shon anochi yom." Moshe told Klal Yisrael, "I'm 120 years old today. Shein tamud loy mayom. Why does it have to say today? Hayom molu yomai ushnoisai. But today was Zayin v'yador. I finished complete 120 years. L'lam d'cho to teach us a Kodesh Baruch Hu mashtem shnosayim shel tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu finishes off the life of a tzadik miyom liyom from day to day and mechodesh lechodesh. They finish off a complete year. To achsev es mispa yamecha amalei." I'll fulfill your life, your year. Then the pasuk says, "Loyuchel loy lotus v'lovi." Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go out anymore. My lotus v'lovi. What does it mean that that day he couldn't go out anymore? Elaine, if you want to tell me lotus v'lovi, Mamish is like 2 weeks. He couldn't walk anymore. Couldn't go out. Still, the pasuk says, "Moshe b'meiv yesam shana b'moisei." He was 120 years when he died, but loynos leicha. He didn't lose his strength. Rashi le baruch lechluchas koychoi, like his koych didn't leave him. Still, the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe miyar v'smoyev el har nevoi." For Tana was learned shtayim esrim malos hoyu. Shtayim esrim malos hoyu. There was 12 steps there. Upasal Moshe psiachas. Moshe took one jump and jumped up 12 steps. When he was 120 years old, so on that day you see he still had his strength there. So what does the pasuk say? Liuchli can't go out and come. What does it mean? Liuchli oid lotzes v'lovoi. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Amar Rav Yonasan. Lotzes v'lovoi b'divrei Torah. He couldn't talk and learning anymore. Malamed, it comes to teach us. Shenistamu mimenu shari chokma. Hashem like closed up from him the shari of chokma. Then the pasuk says. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'yisiyatsu v'yoyimoyit. Tanya was learned Oyster Shabbos, that Shabbos, Shel Diyoy, Zugi Hoysa. There were like two people, Diyoy means two, Zugim, Hoysa, were two leaders then. Nitla Rishus Mizeh was taken away the Rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Nitla Zeh was given over to Yeshua. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Imole Nikra Kosov, not for the Pasuk, Yeshalom, we couldn't say it. Heichon Moshe Meis, we couldn't say the Zach, like to say what, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Moshe and gave it over to Yeshua. Heichon, now the kashri is Heichon. Heichon Moshe Meis. Where was Moshe? Where did Moshe die? Bechelka Sharuven. He died Bechelka Sharuven. Tichsev it says Vayal Moshe Miar V'Smel Har Nevoi. He went to Har Nevoi. Unevoi Bechelka Sharuven Kaima. Tichsev the pasuk says of Nei Ruven Benoi V'Yes Nevoi. So Nevoi Shesham Meis Gimel Neviyah Moshe V'Yar Miriam. Called Nevoi because there three Nevi'im died. His Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam all died in Nevoi. But Veichin Moshe Kavu, where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Vechalko Shogod. He was buried in the Chelik of God. That's what the Pasuk says, Vayar Reshis Loi. Yeah. Muslim said. Yeah. Now, how far was it? Kam heve arba milin. It was like 4 mil. 4 mils it was. So oisin arba milin. These 4 milin mihalichai. Who carried Moshe Rabbeinu? Like he died one place and he was buried 4 mils away. Who carried him then? Melamina comes to teach us. Shoye Moshe muto bekanfei shchina. Moshe Rabbeinu was lying bekanfei by the wings of the shchina. The Shechina, the Malachim, were carrying Moshe Rabbeinu. Tidkas Hashem also mishpatev im Yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, Miyakim liyim reyim, misyatu liyim perle yavin. That Mashman, the Shechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, was carrying Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushmul amar, mi kechochem miyadeh peshadavar. If Yechon amar, chochma miyen tams, where will you find the chochma? For Rabbi Nachman Omar, Vayomesha Moshe. Moshe died there, and Simla Noima, the name of Achochim, said, Vayomesha Moshe. That Sifra Rabbah, Safra Rabbah the Yisrael. That when there died, the great person of Klai Yisrael. Tanya Rebbe Lezah God Loimer. Shnei Mosse Mil, Ashnei Mosse Mil. It was 12 mil by 12 mil. Kineged Machna Yisrael. That's how big the Machna Yisrael was. What happened here? That Basko Mashmir V'yomer. Over the whole Machna Yisrael, there was a Basko going out and saying, Vayomus Moshe, that Moshe died. Vayomus Moshe, Safra Rabbi Yisrael. The great Safra of Klal Yisrael. V'yeshayim, some say, Loi Meis Moshe. No, Moshe did not die. Sivhoch, it says over here, Vayomisham, Ksivosom, V'hisham, Im Hashem. Malahalan Oimer Mishamish, he was standing there and be Mishamish. Is Afkan here also? Oimer Mishamish, he was standing and be Mishamish. He was with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So kids, some say what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. It says what? Vayik Baroisa Begai, Kodesh Baruch Hu buried him in Gai, Be'eret Smoyev Mul Beispor, the opposite, the side next to Beispor. Amar Rabrachio, Simin Betoch Simin. The Pasuk Mamash gives come out like two simanim over here. It says it was Eretz Moav, it was the guy, it was Mulbeis Por. It gives exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Even so, the pasuk says Lo Yod Yishas Kfir Osoi. Nobody knows exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried.